Have you finished your notes from the last round of simulations? Then what is the point of you? I do all the difficult work, the vital calculations and formulas myself. The absolute least that I expect from you is to keep track of the mindless paperwork, and you can barely do that. I swear I'd replace you in a heartbeat if... Never mind that now. You'll just have to make it up later. The new solution is ready for testing, and it cannot wait. Let the record show, once again, my assistant's objections have been noted and similarly dismissed. Of course I already started recording. I need video logs of the entire process, and your inability to be where I need you when I need you is no reason to postpone the project. Now, experiment begins here. My name is Dr. Evangeline Cross, and this is my first human trial of the Behavioral Instinct Modifier and Body Optimization Serum. Yes, I see the acronym now that I've said it. Listen, my degree is in organic chemistry, not marketing. I'll figure out a new name later. Moving on. I know testing the formula on myself is unorthodox, but it's the only way. I created this formula to solve my specific problems. I feel my work is impeded by my worst traits, impulsivity, frivolity, and vanity. This compound was developed to inhibit those traits and allow my pure intellect to have full reign. Because it was designed for me specifically, it is key to my unique physiology, down to my DNA. If I wanted to use a different test subject, the current formula would be useless at best, if not outright harmful. And designing a new formula for someone else at this stage would cost me years of research time. So, I am forced to test on myself. In any case, all simulations and projections indicate the serum is safe and should produce the desired results. My assistant will start time once I have injected the serum, and I will dictate any changes I feel as they take place. Ready? Small pinch. Now we wait. Nothing so far. Slight soreness at the injection site. Nothing unexpected. A little thirsty. Oh! I don't know. I feel a little lightheaded for a second. Oh, tingly, like little bubbles all over. That is, I am experiencing a tingling sensation across my skin. There's an overall sense of, oh my, this does feel good. Not sure how to describe it, actually. I feel super yummy. Wait, something's not right here. Tightness around my chest. No, like, my clothes don't fit or, fuck. I can't think straight. I can't focus with this cute boy just staring at me. Oh my god, cutie. Are you obsessed with me? I'm better than okay. I'm awesome. Super awesome. I've literally never felt better. Ew, please don't call me Dr. Cross. That is a boring name for a boring bitch. Evangeline is kind of nice, but it's too fancy pants, you know? I'm a new me. I should get a new name, right? Oh? Call me Angel. Isn't that a cute name? Yay! I'm so happy you like it. Do you like me? I guess that makes sense. We kind of just met right now. Also, I mean, look at what I'm wearing. Ew. Not great for a first impression. Boring slacks, boring top, all buttoned up, boring lab coat. Actually, the long white coat is kind of cool, not gonna lie. Ugh. But it's practically the same outfit you're wearing. Nope, gotta fix this. I can totally unbutton this top. Bra's not bad. Are my titties bigger? Come on, you can look. These feel bigger. Do they look bigger? I knew it. Write that down, scientist stud. Can you believe she's not wearing matching panties? What the fuck are these boring beige things? Ugh. You know, I'm a little annoyed that I'm basically stripping for you and all you care about is science junk. If it makes you feel better, I'm sure Dr. Cross is in here somewhere. Seems like Miss Smarty Pants fucked up, and instead of inhibiting all the traits she hates in herself, she just separated them from her conscious experience. Of course, the problem with that is those traits are still in her head, and with nowhere to go, they manifested into a new personality with its own stream of consciousness, me. Yeah, I know all the same boring science junk she knows. It's literally the same brain. I just don't care. But I don't know why my titties grew and my ass got all perky and round. Skin's clear. Whatever. Not looking a gift horse in the mouth. And speaking of horses, that's a beaker in your pants, or are you just happy to see me? Come on. I bet you wanted to fuck your boss, didn't you? She's a cold bitch, but look at the bone structure. She could be a 10 if she cared. And I'll tell you a secret. She thought you were hot, but dumb. You're her little himbo. Come on, whip up that big nerdy boy cock. I know you brainy guys are always packing. Here, let me warm you up. Why don't we take these plump, juicy lips for a test drive? Fuck. You're a good kisser, smart guy. You really know how to use your tongue. That's it. Explore my body with your hands. Give me a real thorough examination. Don't miss a spot. How do the new titties feel? Awesome is good. Good answer. I bet they melt in your mouth. Fuck yeah. My new titties are really sensitive. Don't be afraid to use a little teat. That's so good. Touch my pussy and see how wet I'm getting for you. I know, right? So slippery and slidey and warm. I think one of the side effects is best pussy syndrome. Write that down. Oh yeah, that is all being recorded on camera. Hi, Evangeline. In case you're watching this later, I want you to know that since you neglected your poor little pussy, me and your hunky boy here are gonna give her some TLC. Come on, stud. Don't you feel bad for this poor unused kitty? Give her a kiss. Oh. Fuck. Fuck. You really do know how to use that tongue. Fuck. That's so awesome. There's no way Evangeline was this sensitive before the shot. Don't stop, baby. Suck on my clit. You can taste as much as you want. right there. You're gonna make me lose it. Keep going. Fuck, I'm gonna come on your face, cutie. Get that cream. Fuck. Holy fucking fuck, you're good. Or maybe this pussy hasn't been pampered in a long time. Maybe I'll have to test it out some more. Oh, but you're feeling neglected, aren't you, handsome? I bet I can fix that. Oh,
Fuck, nerdy boys always have nice dicks. I knew it. How's that feel, big guy? My lips on your cock. My tongue on your balls. You did such a good job making my needy pussy happy. I have to return the favor. And you taste so fucking yummy. Oh, I knew it. No gag reflex. Are we ready to call it and just say I'm an improvement over the original? Evangeline couldn't suck a dick like I can, no matter how bad she wanted to. And here's a secret. She wanted to. She just felt like it was beneath her or degrading. But I like being beneath you. You're cute. And you smell nice. And you've got a really, really nice cock. And I get to worship every inch of it. Oh, you're throbbing and twitching so hard for me. You wanna come? Here, fuck my big titties. Let me jerk you off with these titties and you can just come all over me. So close. If I'm lucky, I might get some on my tongue. Just like that, baby. You can do it. Wow. You had a lot saved up. You made such a big mess all over my face and tits. Fucking yummy. I bet you got all pent up, wondering what your frigid boss had under her lab coat. Imagine her getting wild and taking your cock. That way you're still so hard for me. Well, now that Angel's here, you can use this body any way you want. I can finally do anything. And baby, I want to do it all. And right now, I need to bounce on this dick. Lay on the floor. Let Angel show you heaven. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, baby, that's so good. Oh, fuck. Grab my hips, baby. Really get into it. Oh, fuck, I can tell you're loving the view. Fuck. Watching my big tits bounce for you while I ride the fuck out of you. Yeah, buck your hips into me. Pump that cock as deep as it can go. My tight little hole's gonna remember you. Plus, we've all got it on video, don't we? Oh, God, yeah. After this, I want to watch our little sex tape while you rail me from behind. I'm going to have so much fun. I'm going to be such a slut. But first, I'm going to come all over this cock. play with my nipples. While I come. Fuck. And shoot your load into me. Fill me. Fucking fill me up. So fucking fun, and I'm so fucking full. Oh, fuck. I know this can't last. This change is only temporary, so I've gotta make the most of it. We're gonna go get me some hot new clothes, and then we're gonna go out and have some fun. I plan on doing everything stud. You can come along for the ride or not. Evangeline wanted to get rid of everything I am, and I'm going to prove how fun it can be to be a vain, impulsive slut.